We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Samach Chesam Abayis, and we're starting the bottom line of Daf Samach Chesam with Aleph. Zokt B'Gemara. Af Rabbi Elazar Sava Chiyuv Le'achi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar also holds that we have a Mechira by Dal Vei has to be after years with Mechira Eschal. Dom Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says, Heida, I'll bring you a Raya, Shestam Geneva Yeyush Ba'ilamu. I'll bring you a Raya that a regular Geneva is a Yeyush. Why? Torah says, if you shechted or you sell it, you pay da'al b'hei. And freight Rabbi Elazar, v'dim lo yayish, maybe he wasn't a yayish, why a chayiv? Because Rabbi Elazar is naming on that you have to have a mechira that works. You see from his whole raya. He says, I'll bring a raya. I hold the mechira has to work. So here, how is the Torah chayiv da'al b'hei? Just like that, maybe he wasn't a yayish. Elah, m'shun d'armino, we say, stam geneva. Stam Ganiv is Yish Ba'alamu. Yish Ba'alamu, he gives up on ever finding it. Once it's stolen, he's Miyayish. Pray to Gemara, and really it's like part of his cheshbin. But Duma Afgav lo Yayish, maybe even without Yish is a chiv for the Mechira. Amri lo Yisagadaitach, Duma the Tvicha. Has to be similar to Tvicha. Ma Tvicha dahana Maisav, Af Mechira dahana Maisav. V'ilufa Yish, and if it's a 4 years, it doesn't work. Ma Hanu. V'dilma. How you know it's a raya? Stam ganav is miayish. Maybe the case of the Torah is talking about the case where you heard that it's miayish, and that's v'chayiv dalvei, and that's v'chayiv dalvei by mechira. Amri loy zagadaitach dum bi the tficha. It has to be similar to tficha. Ma tficha la'alter. Just like tficha, right when he shechs, we understand he's chayiv right away. Af mechira la'alter, right away we understand he's chayiv because automatically we assume there's a yish. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. He proves that there's a stam ganav yish, because if not, why in the world would be chayiv and mechira? So what do you see? He holds mechira has to be something that's chal. So therefore, Rav Loz is also of that shita, like Rav Sheshes holds, the only time mechira is chayiv by dal v'hei is only if it works. Omalei Rav Yechanan says, it doesn't have to work. Now bring your raya. We know there's a din in the Torah that if someone steals a person and sells him, the halach is that he's a chayiv misa, actually. So it says over there, even though there's no yish over there, and the mechira didn't work, still you chayiv. So you find such an idea that you have a goyim nefesh and mecharoi, that you steal a nefesh and you sell it, you chayiv, even though the mechira wasn't chal, because no yish on a person. There's no yish b'ilim, because who's the b'ilim of the person? He himself, and he's not miyash himself. V'chayiv. And the loch is that Yechayiv, Mechlad, so he argued on Belazar. And he holds that Yechayiv, even with Neyish. Mechlad, the Sovereign Rabbi Yechon, Neyish, Chayiv, he holds even for Yish, you are Chayiv and Mechira. What about La'acha Yish? And basically the question is he all like Rav and Rabba or not? Because La'acha Yish, if you hold Yish alone as Koinos, then you're not Chayiv for Dalvei. So La'acha Yish, my. What's the Loch La'acha Yish? Yechon, Mechayiv, Yechayiv, because Yechon holds like Rav, he holds like Rav Nachman, that Yechayiv say before, say afterwards. Why holds Yish not Koina? But he also holds that Mechira does not need the Yish. He holds La'acha Yish, Chayiv, he holds that Yish is not Koina. Rav Shlokish, Oma Potter, Yechon, Mechayiv, Chayiv, there's a Chayiv of Mechira, Bein L'fei Yish, Bein La'acha Yish. Say before Yish, say after Yish, there's a Chayiv for selling a animal, there's a Chayiv for selling the Geneva, say before Yish, say after Yish. And you check your own thing, you're selling your own thing. So now we have, again, more machlekesim, the same thing. We have machlekes here again, is yish kind of not. We had a machlekes already, Rabba and Rav Yosef. We had a machlekes Rav, and we have Nachman and Rav Sheshes. And now we're talking about really something else, but it was a void from them, the yish is not kind of. And now we have Rav Yechon and Shlokas, who argue if yish is kind of or not. Eisvei Rav Yechon Rosh Lakish. Rav Yechon has a kasha on Rosh Lakish. Rav Yechon holds that Yish is not koine. Yes, you Rosh Lakish holds koine. What do you do with this brisa? What do you do with this halacha? It says Gonav vehikdish. If someone steals and he's makdish it, va'achkach tavach, and afterwards he shechs it, meshalam tashlumei kefil, ve'enoy meshalam tashlumei arba v'chamisha. He pays kefil, but he doesn't pay dal v'hei. And the reason is, Rashi explains, there's no din dal v'hei on hektish, because by hektish is a miyat by kefil of re'eu, and every dal v'hei is included in that as kefil. So you see, and you don't think it's gimel v'dal. So therefore, there's no parish of dal v'hei by hektish. So what's the price of saying? That the guy who stole it was makdish, it was chal, because you see, you don't pay dal v'hei. So you see, the hektish was chal, and therefore after he shechts it, it's not chayiv for dal v'hei, because it was chal. Same. Well, how is Hekdash Chal? 11 years, Mikodesh. How can it be Kodesh? How can a Ganav Makdash something? It's not his. It says in the Pasuk, V'ish ki Yakdash is Beisai, Kodesh, Omrach Mara, Ma Beisai Shaloi, just like a bias is yours, Av Koshla has to be yours. Elopshita, the Ganav was Makdash, Lacha Yish. V'taimo, the Hekdashu, then I'm Shalom Tashu, Ramach Misha. Why are you paid Dalva? Because you're Makdash it. The Chikotavach, because when you shecht it, the Hekdash Kotavach. You're shechting a piece of Hekdash. Av Aloy Hekdash. You were makdashit and you were tavach. Mashalom shumavach mishi. Pay dal vei. V'isak dal yish koino. We just prove it has to be after yish. Why? Because not the hekdash won't work. So it's after yish. After yish, the only time you pot is because you were makdashit. We were makdashit and you shechted it. You be chayiv. Why? Yish is koino. V'isak dal yish koino. Mayim shalim shaloyu tavach shaloyu moicher. So it's a kasha rishlokish from this bright. So the same kasha could have asked on Rav also and Rav. So the chari sif mir that. Lefnei the after years, you're not kind of, because after years, hekdash is chal, and therefore, there's no dal vehei, but without that, you'll be chayv dal vehei. So you see, even though it's after years, you're still chayv dal vehei, it must be, you're not kind of. So, to Gemara, omle hachmai eskinon, kegoyin shik, dishu, bailim, beyad, ganav. You're right. It was before years. The ganav can't be makdashit. So what's the case? Why isn't chayv dal vehei? Because the original owner was makdashit while it was in the hands of the ganav. Frank Dimar, me kaddish? Does it really work? If someone steals something, the Bible will not be yaish. Both of them can't be makdashit. Why? This is because the ganav can't be makdashit because it's not his. After yish, we even though yish not kinda, there we have yish and shino shush together, he could do that. But before yish, he cannot be makdash, it's not his. V'zel fisha ene b'shusha. And the owner can't do it because it's not in his possession anymore. So the question is that here, we had a kash here. If you hold the yish as kind of, what's the case? 4 years. 4 years, hashat of hekdash. So our answer is because the bialim was makdash. Right, the Gemara, what do you mean? The bialim can't be makdash, it's not in his possession. But our answer is Amri, hu damar, Rish Lakish was answering this teretz. And he's saying that the cases Hekdushu Bailim, so Shlokish will say, we're going this bryce, we're going according to the Tsunuim. I'm Rehudamaka Tsunuim. The Tsunuim hold that you could be Makdish something that's not in your Rishus. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to have this on Samach Tes. Had Tsunuim, Menichin and Samoyas, people were stealing from them Paris. Now some of the Paris were Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai is Arlo, the first 3 years is Arlo. The fourth year of a tree is Kerem Ravai. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it. Similar to Maisa Sheni. But you can be poided. So here, when the Ganovim steal from this tree, they're eating Yisurim. So what Tzduim did, they put aside money. And he said, whoever took something today, those payers should be mechul on this money. At Tzduim and Nichem Samoyes, v'oimim kol mulka mezeh, ye mechul ha-moyes elu. She mechul on these moyes. So, akaponim, you see from the Tzduim, what? Why they do this? They were tzaddikim. They didn't want people to eat Kerem Ravai. They got off him, but they didn't want them to eat Kerem Ravai. So they did it for them. Now, what do you see? You see that even though it's not in your shos, you can mechal it. So they hold, you can do hektish, something's not in your shos either. So the question here was, how is it possible to become hektish? I it's the fnei yos. It says because the bailam will makdash it. I ain't a brishusoi. No, you hold like the tznuim hold, the ain't a brishusoi is shayich to make hektish or pidyon. If that's the case, so then why is the Ganav Chayiv Kefal at all over here? It says that the Ganav pays Kefal. L'chayra here, if the owner was Makdashit, so the owner got it back. Because he was Makdashit, it became his. For the Gemara, it became his that he had the power, he made it into Hekdash. It's his thing. So it was returned. And the luck is that if a Ganav steals something and the owner comes and takes it back before Edom come that he stole it, you don't have to pay Kefal. Even though someone stole it from you and you got it back yourself, but still, there's no chiyuv kefal there. Very chazu keren lebailim, and if chazu keren lebailim, l'chayra is no kefal. So here he's makdashit before Edom came. So l'chayra, it shouldn't be kefal. And for the Gemara, because she'amad bedin, the case was they went to Bezdin already, so it was kapaskin that is chayiv kefal, and then he was makdashit, and then the guy shechted it. So we're saying there, you pot the davei because you shecht the hektish thing. How is it possible to makdash it? So we hold like tznuim that even though it's not in your rishos, you can makdash it. The question was that you got it back. You got it back here only after Omar Abedin, so it's still chiyav kefal. So Mar says, hey chidami, what's the case exactly of Omar Abedin? Either Amrilei, if the Bezdin was ready Omar Din and said, say Tain Loi, go give him the money. There's like two levels. Chayiv, you're Chayiv. They pass in the verdict, you're Chayiv. Then they go say, go pay. So then if you say go pay ready, Mayer Yehikdish, if you're Loikdish, Nambi Loi Lechayiv. If the case was he said go pay, then there wouldn't be a Chayiv Dal Vahay then. We're out of Makdashit. Why? Because once I say go pay, let's say you stole animals, go give the animal back. So then when I say give the animal back already, so now that Geneva is over already. And now if you shecht it, it's like a new grave. There's no dalvei on that. Dom Rava, tzei tein loy, tavach amach apata. My time, it came into paskul and milsa, since you already separate, you already separated the two things, it's a new thing already, because you already paskin, and you already, it's over that dintaira. So tavach, given the paskul and milsa, tavach amach avle gazdan. It's a gazdan right now. But gazdan in mashav, it's a real place. Gazdan don't pay a dalvei. Because now it's like a new thing. We know it belongs to the owner. He says, go give it to him. Now you made a gazdan. But if you say chayiv at litle, bezin old bezin says chayiv at litle, without at the litin loy, without saying tsay, then tavach hamacham sham shumet avachmish. Then you do pay dalvei. My time up. Kivin loy for school and milsa. Since they didn't finalize it with a tsay at tsay, I cut the ganav. We still got it. Someone says okay. Let's loy tzricha. The case over here was I'm the chayiv at litin loy. The case that was saying Omer Medin was he said chayiv at litin loy. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, we had here a shita like a shlokish who holds the kind of a yish like a lot of other shita like a lot of, like Rav and like Rava yish is kind of. And the question was yish is kind of. So then, what's the case of hikdish? If it's before yish, the ganav can't be makdish. If it's after yish, so then you don't have to come with the hikdish. You put the davah. You put the davah anyway. So Gemara answered the owner was makdish. On that Gemara Akasha, if the owner was makdish, it's for yish. The owner was makdashit. The owner was makdashit. How is he makdashit? That is in possession. So we're going like the tznuim hold, he can do it even something that's in possession. On that we asked, the Elamites, if he's makdashit, he got the karen back before the pay kefal, before you had edim, so then Allah says you don't pay kefal. Teretz is, the owner was makdashit after it was paskin his chayiv kefal. So then the Gemara said, then if you're paskin the chayiv kefal, so then why chayiv dal vehei? It's like a new gzela. Teretz is, there's a difference how the psak was given down. If we're just given as a verdict, chayiv, so then that's still part of the gnevi. You didn't finalize this whole thing yet. So then you still chayiv dal vehei. That was the case of the raisa. If you say, then taka, that's the case where you're potter from dal vehei in such case, because there it's already a new gazlin, and therefore you're not chayiv dal vehei.